FM 90.3 WJTL. Hillsong Worship, what a beautiful name. Kane, I'm so blessed before that. Good morning, Liam, and for FT 705.
The York State Fair presents We the Kingdom and special guest Ann Wilson live July 26th on the Bobcat of York Grandstand Stage. Tickets are on sale now. Go check it out, yorkstatefair.com.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Aaron House, is here. Aaron, the executive director of Piercing Word. Good morning.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Congrats on your latest. I understand you have a new addition at home.
Jaira. Yes. Yeah. He was born a week and a half ago. So
wow, congratulations to you guys.
Super excited. Yeah.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Well, I'll say hi to my wife, as she's probably up with Jaira right now.
Probably. Chances are.
And some of my friends in the Piercing Word office, Dan Lenning, Lexi Fisher, Katie Moser, others. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here. Just tell everybody what Piercing Word is, just so they know, in just a case.
Yeah, we love coming alongside pastors and Christian leaders to ignite passion for the Word of God in the heart of the church. And we do that primarily through our live scripture performances that are all taken word for word from the ESV Bible. So the scripture literally is our script.
Which I love. That's a great tagline.
Yeah.
Scripture is our script.
Yeah.
And you have something coming to the Junction Center this weekend that you're excited about.
We do. Yeah. We're going to be doing the Parables of Jesus, which is actually an African-inspired telling of the stories Jesus told.
Yeah.
So Jesus actually teaches his disciples to move to his rhythms and his movements as he teaches them the parables. So it's very, very fun, high energy, humorous, and yet poignant. And right here at the Junction Center.
Yeah. And it's happening. When are all the performances this week?
Yeah. It's so Friday night.
Right.
So that's tomorrow.
yes, it is.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night and then Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening as well. So
yeah.
It's great, great for the whole family. And so bring the whole family out.
Do you have a favorite part of Parables of Jesus that you're like, oh, I love that part?
A favorite part. I mean, yeah. It's so many different. I mean, it's all these parables put together. So you have the sower and the seed, which is really fun. You have the prodigal son, of course. You have some of the other ones in there, the stories of the kingdom. But yeah, no, I love them all.
How many folks are involved in the putting on the show?
So there's a cast of five performers. Actually, it's four actors and a percussionist.
Ooh.
Because the authentic African instruments help to drive the story along. Really, really cool.
That's very cool.
And then, but yeah, so those are the number of people you see on stage. And then we'll be seeing lots of friends in the audience as well.
Yeah, and you have a whole team off stage, I'm sure,
of
building
course.
Sets and doing all the backstage stuff too. So if folks want to get tickets for this weekend, what's the best way for them to do that?
piercingword.org/events.
Okay.
And you can reserve your tickets there. All tickets, pay what you will. So come one, come all.
And you have other stuff that's coming up that you just want to briefly touch on too, to remind people. You're going to Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
Yeah. So the Parables of Jesus team is going to Philadelphia. The Faith and Liberty Discovery Center in the center of Philly, put on by the American Bible Society, is hosting us on their outdoor stage over July 4th.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So we're going to have a team there July 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Can folks find out about that at Piercing Word as well?
Yeah, piercingword.org/events, yeah.
So this weekend, the Parable of Jesus here at the Junction Center, and then lots of other stuff going on that I'm sure we'll talk about more with Aaron, piercingword.org. You've written a book. Tell everybody about your book quickly. Just give us the 15-second version.
Yeah, it's The Warriors of the Word. It's the Bible Memorization Battle Guide for Winning Spiritual Victories.
Yeah, there's great stories in this book. There's great testimonies in this book. And we're going to give a couple away this morning.
Yeah.
Too. So, in fact, right around the corner.
Oh,
so, stick around for that. Katie, Nicole, Matt Redman, more music, too.